Chapter 4. The next section is verse 1 to 12, and the heading is, God wants Christians to live the right way. There is one more thing we want to tell you. Do you remember what we taught you about the right way to live, to make God happy? Yes, and you have been living that way. But we want you to live like that even more. You know the things that we told you to do? Our leader, Jesus, got us to tell you those things. This is what God wants. He wants you to be properly good and to keep away from everything that is wrong. If someone is not your own wife or husband, don't sleep with them as if you are married to them. Every one of you has to learn how to control his own body in a way that is clean and good. Don't be like people that don't know God. They always want very much to play around with somebody and to sleep with them and do what is wrong. They don't try to stop themselves. Don't you be like that. None of you men can ever sleep with a woman that is not your own wife. If you do that, you are taking something that belongs to another man. He is like your brother, but you are doing a bad thing to him. And God will punish you if you do things like that. We told you this when we were with you, and we mean it. God didn't pick us to be people that do bad and dirty things. He picked us to be people that keep away from everything that is bad. So anyone who doesn't listen to this rule is not turning his back to a human person. He is turning his back to God. He is not doing what God says. And remember, God is the one that gives you his Holy Spirit, and his Spirit is properly good. I don't need to write to you about how you have to love other Christians. God himself taught you to love each other. Yes, you do love all the Christians in every place in Macedonia country. But we ask you strongly, friends, to love each other more and more. Try hard to live in a quiet way and don't make any trouble for anyone. Look after your own things. Don't mess around with other people's things. And don't be lazy, but work to get enough money to buy whatever you need. We told you to do these things when we were with you. If you live like this, then you will have whatever you need, and you will not have to ask other people for anything. And the people that don't know God will see that you are good, and they will respect you. The next section is chapter 4, verse 13 to 18, and the heading is, Christians will go up to meet Jesus while he is coming back. Friends, we're going to tell you now about people that have already died. We don't want you to be sad when you think about them. Other people that don't believe in Jesus, they don't know what will happen to them after they die. So when their friends die, they get really sad. But we Christians don't have to be sad like them when our Christian friends die. Listen, we want you to understand this properly. You see, we believe that Jesus died and after that God made him alive again. So we believe too that when Jesus comes back to this earth, all the Christians that already died will come back with him. Jesus will bring them all back with him. This is the message that Jesus, our leader, told us, and we tell the same message to you. Those of us that are still alive when Jesus comes back, we can't go first to meet him, but those people that already died will get up and go ahead of us. It will happen like this. Our leader, Jesus himself, will come down from heaven, and while he is coming, everyone will hear him call out, and they will hear the voice of the boss of God's angels, and they will hear the sound of God's trumpet. Then first of all, those people that belong to Jesus Christ, when they died, they will get up alive again, and they will go up to meet Jesus. After that, those of us who are still alive at that time will go up with them to meet Jesus. God will take us all up into the clouds to meet Jesus, our leader, way up in the air. And so, after that, we'll be with him all the time forever. So think about this message and talk to each other about it so you will not be sad when your Christian friend dies.